The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When a large crowd gathered, people from one town after another, journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground. When it grew, it withered for sake of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil. When it grew, it produced fruit a hundredfold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest, they are made known through parables, so that they may look out but not see, and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, and they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they're the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they're choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they're the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart, and bear fruit through perseverance. Word of the Lord. I remember before I entered the seminary, I went to see one of my priest friends. And he gave me a holy picture, and he asked me to write down just one word: perseverance. It's so true. It's not easy to persevere in doing good. It's what the parable is telling us. There are so many obstacles from outside, from inside. When we are young or old, any time there are obstacles. But who can be saved? Only one way: persevere in following Jesus. There's always grace after each obstacle. If we persevere to overcome, lots of grace is coming. But if not, if we yield to temptations, God cannot help. So at times, we need your desire to do good. But at the same time, you need to trust His grace. Nobody can save themselves, but I want to. No way. Yeah, you have to. You want to, that's true. But you need to trust in the grace of God. Otherwise, we could be proud. I can. So many times we fail. We thought we can. Of course, you can with the grace of God. But if you're so proud, then you forget about prayer, look upward, we can go down again. So too many instances, even good souls, but only for some good instance, and they fell. So it's what I mentioned many times, Peter, because I'm Peter. He has all the graces to be head of the church, but still at the end, he failed. He said, I never know this person at the house of the high priest. Out of fear, at the end, Jesus just invited him to say his yes. Peter, do you love me? For three times. And Peter, at the end, said, Lord, you know that I love you. Yes, we love the Lord. But at the same time, we have to listen. I think many of you have seen the film Quo Vadis. Peter was working in Rome. Lots of persecution. He wanted to go out from Rome. And there's a voice. Quo Vadis, a Latin word, means, where are you going? Then he heard, it's kind of calling. He listened and go back. And he was persecuted. On the cross, so many times Peter, his human weakness, put him away from the Lord. But only with the calling of the Lord again, again, again. So we have to be humble. A simple mind. Don't worry about our sin of the past. Yesterday we spoke about Mary Magdalene. She was a sinful person according to the time. But she converted. She said a yes. And persevere until the end. At the foot of the cross. So, the falling Christ is not always a beautiful journey. Way of the cross. But we have sufficient grace to carry our own cross. Each one of us. Differently. But we are particularly, Jesus give us a special grace for each one of us to follow him. So always Jesus tell us, don't be afraid. Say yes and live in God's hand.